Hello.
Hi, this is customer service returning your call.
Yes, okay. I'm Mr. Wurzberger, and I saw my credit card statement that I'm getting. I'm paying $59.88. I'm paying for what?
Okay, may I have your zip code?
Pardon?
Oh, your zip code?
The code?
Yes.
Let me see.
Thank you.
Better improvement daily?
Your zip code, your mailing zip code.
There's no code.
Oh, your zip code, your address zip code.
Oh, my address?
Yes, your address zip code.
11 Zenter Road?
You said it was 11.
Pardon?
Your zip code, your address zip code. Your
I
number.
don't know.
Your
Oh, maybe my email address.
Your home address, your home address zip code.
My home address is 11 Zenter Road, Monroe, New York.
You said it was 109 50. Okay, thank you. May I have your first and last name?
My name?
Yes, sir.
Zev Wurzberger.
Give me 1 second. Can I get your email address?
William 10950 at gmail.com.
You said it's William Prince?
William.
And
WILLIAM.
Okay. You said your last name was PERNICE?
No, Wurzberger. WURZBERGER.
Okay. I can just finish the email. So you said it was William, and then what was the next part?
William 10950. At Gmail.
You said 490?
10950.
50 at gmail.com?
Yes.
Could you verify your address?
My address, 11 Zenter Road.
11 Zenter Road?
Yes.
201 Monroe, New York?
201 Monroe, New York, right.
Okay, give me 1 second while I view your account really quickly. Yes, sir. So it says here that you were enrolled in a contest entry from March 8th to May 9th. It's been taking $59.89 out of your account. Reason being is because do you remember ever taking a sweepstakes to win a prize, paying $2 for the sweepstakes? So when you pay for the sweepstakes, it did enroll you into our membership. Meal plan product information is either with Feast Treat, Grubhub, Grub Planner, yeah, or Bites Hub.
But the sweepstakes, you take $60 because I send in the sweepstakes. I get it. You send the charges and I don't need anything.
So you don't remember making any type of payments or anything like that?
No.
Yes, sir. I can send you to the fraudulent department so that they can authorize this so you can get all your funds back refunded to your card. But we do take fraud very seriously. But they will be able to figure out who was able to purchase these items off of your card.
So you're going to give me back the money?
Yes, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraudulent department so that they can assist with it, refunding you all of your funds back. Since you didn't authorize none of this, they will be able to figure out who authorized it.
Nope.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.